Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously.
Why can't we go inside?
I'm tired.
Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right.
What?
Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. It is Dom time. In a moment, we're going to go to the Auditor General of Pennsylvania, who I believe is running for Congress now, Eugene DePasquale, who will be with us. But a listener reminded me, and I mentioned this yesterday, but just so you know, Justice Alito has ordered the Wolf administration, Supreme Court level, to respond to the people that we had on earlier this week. One was a real estate person. The other was Danny DeVito, who's running for state rep, I guess, in the Pittsburgh area, and the attorney that the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania has to make their arguments about the manner in which they're keeping these businesses closed and why. And that, to me, has been the linchpin of what's really wrong right from the beginning with this. We actually had the guy on from the Community Development Group, nice enough guy, but couldn't answer why we're not being told why one business is open and another is not. Joining us is someone who has launched an audit of this, you will, I guess, the Auditor General of Pennsylvania, back with us here on the Dom Giordano program. Auditor General, welcome. Thank you for joining us.
You got it, Tom. Thanks for having me, and hopefully you're doing okay.
Absolutely. Same back to you. So tell me what you're doing the investigation on. How are you doing this? What are you doing?
So we all know that the governor ordered, and along with other governors across the country, ordered business shutdowns that affected some industries and not others, and then the ones that were told to shut down, they could apply for a waiver to get to be open. The long story short is I have heard a lot of complaints about this issue. Even Senate Republicans asked me to, you know, launch this audit to find out if this process was fair and open and making sure that everybody that applied for a waiver, in a sense, had a fair and equal footing. So we're launching an investigation on the waiver program. We may, as circumstances dictate, you know, be asking other questions about other, you know, why one model was used over another for determining the waiver, whether, you know, if you called the hotline and you got an answer from A and why that was from person A, why that was different from person B. Those are issues we'll be looking at as well. So, but the short answer is we're looking at why some businesses were granted a waiver and why some weren't.
Okay. Let me ask you, with all due respect, though, why take so long on this, though? You're a smart guy. You're running for office. And you had to know this is an incredibly burning issue. It's at the heart of, I've never gotten people as fired up. I have guys that own a pool business here that cite to me other pool businesses, not just categories, that are open and he's not.
Yeah, it's a fair point. We weighed this from the beginning, because this has been around for at least the last couple of weeks. And we were trying to weigh the appropriate timing to do this, because on one hand, we didn't want to try to interfere with the state and other states trying to, you know, mitigate this virus infection spreading. On the same token, I knew this was an issue that I'd eventually have to take a look at. So, look, the timing of it can certainly be debated, and I'll take my fair share of, you know, people that disagree that we should have, or people that thought we should have started earlier. I get the point, but we are going to do it now, and we are in full bore.
Full bore, what does that mean? Give us a reasonable timeline. I wouldn't think, but you know better. You have investigators. You have people on this answering the right questions. They provide the document. Yeah. It's right there. They know what it is.
That's right.
The police
That's right.
have been given this. The legislators have not. How long?
Two things. There's one where the audit will be completed. I always tell my team that you'd be as thorough and as efficient as possible. That's on the full audit being completed. If we find something that is alarming in between then, and I've told this to the governor, I've told it to the legislators, and certainly saying it here publicly now, if we find something that is alarming between now and the completion of the full report, we will do our part to make sure that that is available and remedied immediately.
Do you have anything preliminary that you've been told or your people have been told, because you've said this is launched a day or two ago, as far as how one gets it and one does not? What's your, is it just one was online, one was the time of day? I mean, it's stunning to me, the documents I've gotten from people, and my heart breaks to hear this.
Yeah.
A Rothman, a legislator, I guess he's in Harrisburg, he had the story of a guy who messed up and hit the button twice. The first one that he submitted was approved, and then the second, the miscount one, the same material, was disapproved.
I do not want to prejudge the investigation. I'm
okay.
Also going to tell you I've heard similar stories. So that is not isolated, and I have to be open-minded about this. Does the possibility exist that you've got 20 people in the call center? And I don't know the exact number. That's part of what we're asking. And we'll get that. I'm sure we're going to get that. But let's just say, hypothetically, it's 20 people. And you have call center person 1 and call center person 10. One of the things we've got to get at is, was call person 10 giving a different answer to the same question as call person 1? And if that is the case, that creates an entirely arbitrary system, which goes against every intent. Nobody in the world would design a system that's arbitrary. Again, I want to be fair about whether that's happened or not, but the possibility exists that if you have multiple people answering the phone, which I know they did, the possibility exists that different people gave different answers.
Do you know who the decider is, though? I thought it was, you know, you can't have a call screener deciding this, right? Isn't there some board or one person that gets the information and says yay or nay? That's my understanding.
Somebody ultimately decides, but we all know that who's presenting that information can have enormous consequences.
Exactly right, though. But does the transparency, look, I realize it's difficult when you're in the same party and all that and you don't have all the information, but just the issue of transparency, conversations with you, you would be the enemy of not providing on the website the waiver wire of who got it and who did not. Right there is the fairness issue to me. Maybe I don't like the results if they put it up on the website. True. But at least I'd have to give credit. It's transparent.
Let me put it like this. It defies logic why that would not be posted.
Right. Okay. That's fair enough. Definitely. Well, I wish you well in this and all pursuits. And please, when you see something, you have the report, we're all ears to hear what's happening here.
Hey, you got it, Dom. And thanks for having me on. And hey, best to all your listeners. And hopefully this ends very soon for everybody so we can get out and start seeing friends again.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously.
Why can't we go inside?
I'm tired.
Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right. What?
Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.